USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction has been swift and harsh to the General Motors announcement that it's laying off nearly 15,000 workers at five of its plants in the U.S. and Canada, four of those in the U.S. But an auto workers union rep in Canada says,
"The reality is this is just a corporation, a greedy corporation, trying to make more money off of the backs of employees."
The automaker says it wants to focus now on building trucks, SUVs, and electric vehicles. President Trump says instead of closing factories, it should be working on just making vehicles people want to buy. Mississippi voters will decide who will be the state's next senator in a runoff election today, as Republican incumbent Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith is favored to win over her Democratic opponent, former Congressman Mike Espy. Hyde-Smith was appointed after Republican Thad Cochran resigned in April. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Three U.S. service members have died in an explosion in Afghanistan hours ago. The NATO Resolute Support Mission saying in a statement that three were killed and three others wounded when an improvised explosive device detonated southwest of Kabul. An American contractor was also wounded. Order has been restored at the U.S.-Mexican border at the San Ysidro port of entry near San Diego, where it was closed for hours yesterday after hundreds of migrants tried to rush the U.S. border from the Mexican side. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carlo Provost says,
"We want these individuals to remain peaceful, right, and to present themselves at the port of entry for inspection, but okay. I will tell you that we are prepared."
The group yesterday was forced back in part because Border Patrol agents fired tear gas at them. Mexico now says around 500 of the migrants are going to be deported. That is, the Defense Department is sending 300 more troops to the California border. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Home values are continuing to climb, but the gains are currently at their lowest level since January of last year, thanks to increasing mortgage rates, which are digging into affordability. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, now a total percentage point higher than it was a year ago, and affordability has plummeted to the weakest level in over a decade. Though cities like Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Tampa, where there were the biggest price reductions when the market crashed a decade ago, are still seeing the largest home value gains. President Trump will be ending this week at the big G20 summit in Argentina, which is scheduled in Buenos Aires on Friday and Saturday. The G20 consists of the top industrialized nations of the world. The president expected to meet with the Chinese president, and topic A there will be the U.S. trade war with Beijing. The president also expected to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's unclear whether he'll bring up Moscow's latest military aggression in Ukraine. In brief remarks this week, the president said he just doesn't like what's happening there. And last week, Heather Locklear, the actress, was rushed to a hospital after her lawyer and therapist were at her house and determined she needed to get a mental check. Now the mandatory psychiatric hold is getting an extension. Word is she may have to stay at that L.A. area hospital for further evaluation for at least another 2 weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.